It just, honestly, it just takes a certain space. And if you feel accepted and if you feel included in that space, you will thrive. Although I say, okay, I am my biggest supporter. I feel like my faith is my biggest supporter as well. It's someone or something I can always rely on.
Hey, I'm Katie J, and welcome to Young Scots' new This Is How I Feel podcast, where we talk to guests who've grown up or live in Scotland about their experiences and how they cope in the world we find ourselves in today. Now, in each episode, we'll tackle a different topic with a brand new guest. And today, I am very excited to introduce you to Hibba Kane. Welcome, Hibba.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Hibba is a content creator and aspiring actress based in Scotland. She's half Algerian, half Irish, and was born in Scotland.
Whoa. I know, so much. So many flags.
Lots going on, lots of flags. You're passionate about art, photography, and love to travel and explore new hobbies and places, but you're also a mental health advocate. And today, we're going to talk about the importance of seeking help and, of course, self-care. So much to talk about today.
Get ready.
Yeah, get ready. Are you ready?
A little bit.
Okay, I'm ready.
We're going to be ready.
Yeah. What we're going to do to kick things off is do what we do on every episode of This Is How I Feel. And I'm going to ask you a very challenging question. How are you feeling today?
I feel excited.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
I was a bit nervous.
I'm nervous.
It's my first podcast, but I'm very excited now that I'm sitting here. The chair is so comfy, so I'm super relaxed.
Thank you for all the lovely compliments about my living room earlier on.
Have you seen it?
Yeah. No, I live here. Yeah.
Oh, I want to live here too. Can I come in?
Yeah, why not?
That's just, I'll pay rent. I don't know how much. But.
Fantastic. I will pay rent. You should pay rent. That's brilliant. No. That's not how it works. But I'm glad. So excited and nervous.
Yes. Okay. I think more excited now than nervous. But yeah.
Good. This is a big day. But I feel like in the last wee while, you've been doing lots of new and exciting things just by nature of the content you're creating and the wonderful awareness that you're raising and the things that you're doing. So surely every day feels a little bit like that.
Yeah, it's just a bit. I don't know how to, like, I wake up every day, I'm like, what day is today? And it's just a new thing. I'm like, okay, I just don't know what to do anymore. I'm just like, I'll just take it as I go, you know?
Well, I feel like that's a really positive way to look at it, you know?
Yeah.
Just kind of diving just in and seeing what happens.
In the moment and just living.
Let's talk about how we got to this place where these weird and wonderful opportunities are coming through and, you know, you are getting to kind of speak about the issues that you're passionate about. Mm-hmm. Would you give us a little potted history of how you got started?
It started really in university when I did a degree in psychology, and I was really interested in, you know, the brain, mental health, and how everything works and how we think. And it just slowly started. I started a creative community in Glasgow where, regardless of where you came from, what religion, what race, whatever it is, if you were creative, if you were passionate, if you just wanted to meet new friends, you would just come along to this monthly meetup. And I met so many incredible people over the years. And then, unfortunately, COVID happened, so everything stalled.
Yeah.
But then that's when the content creating came out, because I was always behind the camera. So I've done everything. Like, I've lived many lives. So I was doing photography at the time. I was always behind the camera. And with COVID, I didn't have any muses. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'll just put myself out there. It's going
to
be me.
It's time for you to become your own muse.
And then here I am.
Do you know what?
Iconic.
How did that feel in that moment, though? Because presumably your comfort zone was the other side of things. Was that a big moment for you to say, right, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get in front of the camera.
It was a huge moment.
Uh-huh.
I think even now I still haven't grasped where I am. And it's a bit like, I had a bit of imposter syndrome in the beginning because I was just like, am I meant to be here? But then over the years with, you know, seeking mental health and blah, 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 I've learned that I'm actually worthy of the place I'm in. I'm worthy of my dreams. I'm worthy of my goals. And I worked hard to be here and I deserve to be here. So yeah, it's crazy.
That's really refreshing as well, though. And it's obviously we're getting you, you know, and it'll come and go. Mm-hmm. That's the nature of the things our brain does to
our
us.
Our brains are crazy.
But to feel like you are kind of on the other side of that and you can go, do you know what, actually, no, I am worthy of this, this mm-hmm. spot in this moment is a yeah. really lovely
yeah.
thing to see. And when we're talking about that kind of journey, what would you say kind of shaped who you are and what you've achieved, you know, from growing up through to, you mentioned your university course, which yeah. really tied into the communities you created.
Yeah. University honestly really helped me get out of my comfort zone.
Uh-huh.
I didn't really have the best high school experience. It was very, I don't want to say traumatic, but it wasn't the best. And right. I went into university feeling quite down. Like I didn't think I belonged anywhere. And then I went to uni and it was the complete opposite. So I went from being really like in my shell and quite, I don't know, my self-esteem was really low. My self-confidence was really low. I went to uni and it was the complete opposite. And I didn't really recognize myself in first year. And I was just like, oh my God, maybe this is where I was like meant to be all along.
Wow.
And yeah, I met amazing people. And with the content creating as well, it really like affirmed to me that maybe this is what I was meant to follow like all along, like taking away all the negative noises and the negative voices. Maybe this is something that I'm truly passionate about and I really followed it and I was thriving and it's got me to where I am today. So I just feel like getting out of that toxic space mm-hmm. and...
Listen, it's your life. You're allowed to say it. Call yeah, it what it
really.
Is. Yeah, of course.
Okay, getting out of that toxic space. And honestly, the support of my family was mm-hmm. amazing. If I didn't have them, I don't think I'd be where I am today either, because it was very isolating and very alone when I was in high school. And then going to uni with my parents backing me, they were like, yeah, get that degree, girl, like, go make friends. And then I got my degree, I met amazing people, and then the content creating as well, they would help me, like, they would take me down to London if I couldn't, you know, get the train. So, yeah, I think having all that really shaped me yeah. and got me to where I am today.
Really heartening message as well for people listening who maybe mm-hmm. are having a bit of a tough time at school.
Oh, yeah.
It's an opportunity, and we get quite a few of them, really. If you look at a linear progression of life, there are moments in your life where you do have an opportunity to reinvent yourself.
100%.
And that's a biggie.
No one remembers high school. Like, high school is just...
Exactly.
Uni's where it's at.
Well, this is the thing. And whatever that next step looks like, having the opportunity to actually mm-hmm. go and... Maybe it is move away from home, or maybe yeah. it is just meet new people who you haven't been in your orbit before mm-hmm. that end up being your people.
Yeah.
You know? It's a very refreshing thing that doesn't, you know, we don't necessarily have those opportunities a lot. So good for you for taking yeah. it by the horns and just going, yeah, this is me.
Thank you.
Psychologically,
yeah.
big shift though,
yeah.
from being, you said yourself, quite quiet, quite tentative and yeah. quite kind of withdrawn from whatever was going on for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. I mean, high school is hard.
Very hard.
What gave you that new lease of life? Was it just a case of, right, I can do what I want now. I can be who I am.
I think, honestly speaking, I've always been this person.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't want to go too much into detail, but it's like I was surrounded by, and it was mostly my teachers who just didn't think very highly of me, constantly like putting me down. And I just felt, I don't know, I just felt a bit suppressed, like I was being put into this tiny box mm-hmm. and I couldn't explore my options. And so when I was in uni and the choices and the options were all in my hands and the lecturers and the students are very supportive, the network is very supportive. No, honestly, I think, again, I've always been this person and it's just taken the right company mm-hmm. and the right people to bring me out of my shell and just be surrounded by positive voices and encouragement and support. And yeah,
I'm really proud of you. Thank you. let's go into that journey, if you don't mind, in a little bit more detail. So, you know, obviously we're all on a journey with our mental health.
100%.
And it's not something you can ever complete necessarily. Mm-hmm. But kind of take us back and let's have a little look at where, when you first noticed, you know, your mental health maybe in a darker place compared to how you got to where you are now.
Yeah. I think it was, like, you don't mind me talking about school, right?
We are here to hear from you. Whatever feels, you know, right for you to talk about, go off.
It was only when I was really thinking about it. I went into school, like, full of energy. You're a young kid. You've got you know, you dream of being an astronaut, a unicorn, whatever. So you think all these options are possible for you. And then when you hear voices, especially from people who you think are like your higher uppers? I don't know how to phrase that. The people you're supposed to seek guidance and knowledge from. Uh-huh. And they don't see you the way that you see you. Mm. And so, like, I felt my couple of years in high school, I was quite in a dark place. And I had my family, which was really good. Mm-hmm. Like, I would come home and be like, you got this. Like, you just,
they sound wonderful.
You know, I love them. Shout out to the family. But yeah, I think I noticed it, especially in my last 2 years of high school, especially during exams as well, because I feel like we're all programmed to be the best, get the best grades. If you don't make it, it's the end of everything. And that was the kind of tone of voice that we were given. And so, honestly, it was my first day of uni, Freshers Week. The buzz, the energy, the people. Like, uni in Scotland is amazing because you just meet people from all over the world, mm-hmm. from different backgrounds, different faiths, different races, different stories. You just hear, it's so rich in, like, culture and diversity and so inclusive. And so my first day of uni, I came back buzzing. I remember, like, I can feel my face to this day. I just never looked back after that. So I think it just takes a certain space. And if you feel accepted and if you feel included in that space, you will thrive. Yeah. So if you don't, you know, like where you are, I think perhaps try and find your people and try and find your space, even if it's like extracurricular activities outside of school, outside of uni.
And you've made a really conscious effort to create those spaces for people, haven't you?
Yeah.
Nice segue, huh?
Very nice segue.
But yeah, we will get on to kind of the amazing work that you've done to make sure that everybody feels included.
Yeah.
Something that you can, you know, I was going to say uniquely speak to, but no, because lots of people go through this, but you have a real interesting take on your experience of intersections of race and, mm-hmm. and gender and religion. Mm-hmm. And the part that has played in so many people growing up in Scotland today's lives, and of course, certainly your life. Could you maybe dive into what that did for your mental health? You know, kind of coming to terms with other people's maybe prejudices and things like that.
Yeah, I think, honestly, the only reason I experienced those barriers and those challenges is because people chose to stay ignorant. They didn't want to learn, and they didn't want to, like, learn for themselves about different people. Everyone has a different story, even if we all came from one race or one faith. At the end of the day, we're all different people. We all have different stories, so it doesn't really make sense to have that bias immediately. And that's how I felt. For example, the guidance counselor I would go to, from the very first day, she had this idea of who I was, what I was, and she would not budge from it. And as much as I would speak to her, she was just stuck in her ways. And I think that's the issue. People only experience struggle and getting into a course or into a job or meeting new people is because people aren't willing to just let people in and learn and just enrich themselves. At the end of the day, you're constantly learning. And I think that's a really good thing to do, instead of just being stuck with the same, I don't know, five facts in your brain. Once you learn about other people and other cultures and other stories, the world becomes even bigger and you'd want to just see more of it. So, yeah.
It's so reductive as well, isn't it? Because mm-hmm. if I think about myself at 16, 17, I didn't even know who I was. I was about five different people 100%, in one day.
100%.
You know, and 1 minute you want to be on Broadway, the next minute you want to be a lawyer or a doctor. Right?
I want to be an astronaut so bad. But then next day I'm like, I just want to stay at home.
Like, space food sounds rubbish.
Yes, and just flying. I mean, flying everywhere sounds amazing, to be fair.
Oh, I can't be bothered flying. I'm like,
who wants to fly, you know? But no, I think, yeah, as you said.
Well, there's so many instances in our lives where we do fine. I mean, I can speak to this as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
We have instances where you are immediately pigeonholed, put in a box.
100%.
You know, woman in media.
Yes.
You know, wow. Mm-hmm. And it becomes a little bit of a thrill mm-hmm. to overturn people's perceptions.
Break those barriers.
You don't necessarily have that privilege when you're a kid.
Mm-mm.
You know, when you're a young person sitting in a room with someone, as you say, like an elder, someone who's, you're meant to kind of, I'm here yeah, for your guidance, literally.
Exactly.
And they tell you who you are. It would be a really tough cookie that would resist that.
Yeah. I think that was my issue. I hated people telling me what I was.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I don't know. I genuinely don't know. And I read a lot of books as a kid. So every day I was waking up, I'm like, yeah, I'm a wizard. Yeah, I'm a demigod. Yes, I'm, you know, I was everything. I was a hobbit at some point. I was an elf. I even had little elf ears. I was just...
I love you.
Constant... Oh, thank you. I love you.
I'm a hobbit.
I mean, who doesn't want to be a hobbit?
Right?
It's so... No shoes. Just walking around. Living life.
That's just me on a night out.
Oh, yeah.
At the end. No shoes. I'm a hobbit.
Like, no shoes. I'm a hobbit. But no, I just... I think the box thing was very... I didn't like feeling suffocated. I'm like, I don't put any labels on myself. I am just me. So why do you feel like you need to put me in this tiny box when I feel like I'm a universe of things, you know? Yeah.
You showed that box. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you that for free.
Mm-hmm.
What about wider societal pressures and the way that they've impacted kind of the way you see the world and your mental well-being? Outside of the education yeah. environment, perhaps.
I think, honestly... Through everything I've been through, I've learned to be more empathetic. I've learned to be more patient. I've learned to be more understanding. And although going through what I did wasn't necessarily the nicest things, it made me who I was today and made me the person that I am today. And in a way, I sort of thank them because I wouldn't have been able to start my own community, for example, meet people from all over the place. And I don't think I'd be here as a content creator either because I wanted to go out and help people like out of my own will because I knew what I went through. I knew what happened. And I was like, I don't want anyone else to feel so lonely, you know? So yeah, I think I've become a better person.
You'll be a better person than me. That's very mature. I had a really rough time in high school though. And I'm thinking, I don't know if I could sit, you know, if I could be that.
Mm-mm.
Empathetic.
I mean, looking
back.
And
that's a journey, I guess.
Yeah,
you know?
It's a big journey. Looking back, although at that time, I didn't consider myself strong. I was very strong.
Yeah.
Just putting up with that.
Mm.
And I'd like to say I'm stronger now, but when I look back at my younger self, I'm like, oh, you're so strong, tough cookie.
Yeah. And you were just like, oh, I'm just surviving. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I'm just getting through the day.
And she's like, I woke up. Don't even want to be here.
I know. I
don't
want to do exams. Through what I need to do so yeah. I can come home and be a hobbit.
100%. Elf, though. We like elves.
Okay, we like elves.
We love Legolas.
Because of the ears. Yeah.
Yes.
I love it. You never know where you're going to go, though, the tangents that we're going to go
on. I always
on.
Bring Lord of the Rings into everything.
As you should.
I'm...
As you should.
Thank you. I even have the ring on. The one ring. Don't mess with me, guys.
From this resilience that you developed, maybe subconsciously,
mm-hmm.
as a kid,
yes,
you've channeled that into helping other people who may feel lost or pigeonholed or mm-hmm. just sidelined, to be
100%.
Honest. Talk to us about the community you've created.
I feel like I've created a community of people who just constantly not only want to better themselves, but better other people.
Mm.
So it's a really supportive, really welcoming and encouraging space. Everyone's there. They're always there for you. They're always supporting you. And we're constantly growing together. So if someone has a dream, if someone has an interest, we want that person to achieve it and we'll band together and we'll make that happen. And it has happened. And so, yeah. I forgot the question already.
I just want to hear about the community and all the things. So, I mean, actually, there you go. If someone has a dream or an ambition, you've helped them to do it.
Yeah.
Go. Who?
Oh, my God. Don't want to name names. But I had a couple of friends who really wanted to get into modelling and acting.
Okay.
And I was like, I know people. I know names. I've got you. So I would bring them over to, like, set and we would do, like, gigs together. when a brand would come reach out for me, like for photography jobs, I'd be like, okay, you're the model, and you're the model, and you're going to help me film because they wanted to do videography. So we just made like a unit of all of our interests, and we just, honestly, it was the best photo shoot of my life.
Wow.
Like, and we got to keep the clothes, which was a big plus.
Always a win.
And yeah, now they're thriving. And I think at the end of the day, it was a big confidence booster for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think people just need that. Although we have the support system at home, mm-hmm. it's good to have it from strangers as well. Because then you feel so validated. You're like, you don't know me, but you want the best for me. Like, you, I don't know.
Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it you don't want to undervalue the people who know and love you.
100%.
But sometimes that kindness from someone you don't know who's purely gone out of their way to do something lovely feels like a slightly warmer glow.
Yeah, 100%. But love your mom and dad.
Yeah, please. 100%. Yes, thank you.
Yeah,
please don't bail me everything. Out. But no, that's fantastic. Yeah. So you've created a community of real strong women.
Oh, and men and everybody.
Yeah.
Like, but I feel
I
like
hate to forget the men, but
I know. But it's like, because for me, it was like, I feel like also men's mental health is not looked into that much as well, and so. It was just
see,
a
now
safe
I feel
space.
Bad.
No, don't feel bad.
No. So now I feel really bad.
No.
So thank you very much.
No.
Hey, but you're out. Oh.
Doors that way. Sorry.
We have a full podcast about men.
No, honestly though, but we did have like days where we'd have like a ladies' night or like a ladies' like, you know, when you just want to talk about things that you don't feel comfortable sharing
mm-hmm.
outside.
Girl stuff.
Yeah, girl stuff. So we did have those and they were really beneficial and they really liked it. But at the end of the day, it was just really a safe space for everybody.
Yeah.
And that's what I really liked. And, you know, I learned so much from them. Mm-hmm. I don't think I would have learned a lot about men's mental health.
And yeah, totally.
A lot, even like outside of like the BAME community, because I'm being Irish as well as Arab, North African, like so many.
There's a heck of a lot going on there.
There's a lot going on. But then there's so many other cultures and backgrounds I don't know anything about. And so learning about them, it's so fulfilling because I'm like, okay, now I want to visit your country. Now I want to explore your mm-hmm. culture. Now I want to meet your people. So yeah, it was a really good space of just overall beautiful human beings. Yeah.
And then you've got a massive list on your phone of all the places that you need to go to.
Oh, too many. And the budget is not budgeting.
No.
Like, okay, someone well, just give me...
A few more photo shoots, don't worry. At least you'll have the holiday outfits on.
Oh yeah, 100%. That wardrobe is ready to go.
Good. Perfect. We're halfway there.
Honestly.
Do you have any advice for people who see you and think, well, hang on, I can find that self-confidence in me somewhere, surely, mm-hmm. you know? And any advice to kind of help people get to a point where they start to feel a little bit, they're getting closer to loving themselves?
I think to always be your number one supporter.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, to quote a very famous quote, I'm not sure if I can.
Is it from The Lord of the Rings?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't know where it's from, actually. I just saw it on Pinterest. It's
right.
If you can't love yourself, how are you going to love anybody else?
RuPaul.
There we go.
RuPaul.
There we go.
Swear.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you can show love and you can support other people, but if you don't have that strong foundation in you, how strong will it be for other people as well? So if you focus on yourself, if you honestly just love yourself, you're so strong and you're here for a reason. You're worthy of being here. You're worthy of your space. You're worthy of your voice. And once you've like learned that this is your space and you're meant to be here, everything just kind of just, it's like a domino effect.
Mm-hmm.
It just, everything else comes through. Once you've, especially self-care, like mm-hmm. once you've established self-care, everyone needs to get into the self-care train. You will be able to just go on a journey that you never thought you'd ever follow.
Does it frustrate you when people write off self-care as a bubble bath?
Yeah. Especially since I don't like baths. Like,
really?
The concept of it, I like the smell. Oh, I like the picture. Mm-hmm. I like the looks.
But like the filth.
I don't know what's coming out and I can't see and I'm just sitting
there. Right. Okay. Because the bubbles.
The bubbles.
So it's not just a case of like stewing in your own filth. It's more.
That
is it
too.
Both? Okay.
Yeah. It's just, but the bath bomb's cool. Yeah. I just will watch it pretty from colors. Outside. Yeah. I'm like, oh, nice. Okay, bye.
See, I love a bath, but I do know that, that's not the end of self-care.
Yeah.
It could be a part of it if that's what you like.
It can be. At the end of the day, my self-care is not the same as your self-care. Everyone's self-care is very different. And I think it's really beautiful because the way we show love to ourselves and the way we treat ourselves is for ourselves. It's not for other people. And if it brings you joy, you know, just do it.
Do you think faith is a part of making sure that your mental health stays on a good track? Because as someone who's pretty agnostic, to be honest, I have that sense of, you know, I'm having to plow within to find where this is coming from. And some of my friends who do have really strong faith have the level of contentment that I can only aspire to. Do you think that's a part of it for you as well?
It's a huge part of it for me. For me, my faith is my foundation.
Yeah.
So it's, although I say, okay, I am my biggest supporter, I feel like my faith is my biggest supporter as well. As someone or something I can always rely on and go back to. If I'm having doubts, if I'm having struggles, if I even like, prayer has been a huge thing for me because I never took time for myself really before. And so having my five prayers, which is like a couple minutes a day, five times a day, just for me to connect, honestly was life changing. Like when I started to really like go deeper into my faith, it was just making me a really stronger person.
Wow.
And it changed my outlook of things. And it made, honestly, was one of the reasons why I was more patient and more sympathetic and empathetic. And it just made me a better person, I think. Because I don't know how to explain it. It's just a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just knowing that there's someone always there that you can rely on in your darkest times. If you don't feel like talking to anybody, you have, you know,
something bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, even just the act of forcing yourself to remove yourself from whatever nonsense is going on around you. Yeah.
It was just, I love it. And my work also have been so kind to like provide me spaces and stuff during my working times. So I love them for that.
Which, you know, should be a given.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But not a lot of people get it. So I'm very grateful to be in a very supportive and inclusive space to, you know.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I'm so pleased. Thank you. I'm so pleased for it, like, past you. Yeah. And I did wonder, actually, because it has been such a turbulent time for everyone in the world recently. Pandemics, cost of living, just general. yeah, exactly. If the last few years were a facial expression, it would be.
Yeah.
If you had the power to reverse time and kind of go back and give yourself any advice or, you know, maybe reassurance that you might have needed in that moment, what would you say? You say, don't listen to that guidance teacher.
Yeah, don't listen to those teachers. They're temporary, you'll never see them again.
Yeah.
And there's better people for you. I think, honestly, do things for yourself. I think for me, when I was more closed off, I relied a lot on people to do things that I like to do, like going to the cinema, going to get dinner, doing pottery, doing activities. I relied on other people to come with me to do these things. And now I'm just like, if I want to go see a movie, I'll just go by myself. Like, if no one wants to come see it with me, I'm going to go enjoy it and not have someone nagging and talking in my ear the whole way through the movie. I'm going to go do it myself. Eat out by myself. If I have a craving, go get that chicken. Go get that yipon. Go get whatever it is.
Go get that chicken.
Go get it. If you're hungry, go eat. Like, you don't need someone to be there with you. I think just honestly, take things into your own hands and just do it. Don't let anyone stop you from doing things that you want to do. It's really simple. Imagine, like, I used to not go out to eat at lunchtime because I'm like, I didn't have someone to go with me.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
No,
it's wild. I would never do that now.
My mum actually always says that to me because she's a single mum. Mm-hmm. And she said, Katie, if I didn't take myself out for a dinner, sometimes, I would just be sitting in the house thinking, oh, I wish someone would take me out for a dinner. And you said it again, pretty much the exact same thing, but it's that way. My mum would have spent the last 25 years sitting in the house by herself. What?
Exactly.
Take yourself out. She does have friends, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, treat yourself. Parks and Recreation, treat yourself.
Thank you, Donna. Mm-hmm. And why is it that it's acceptable on holiday, or if, not on holiday, if you go away for work or something, yeah, like you don't mind sitting in Nando's by yourself, mm-hmm, but would you go down to the Nando's in Glasgow and do it? Probably not. You think about it?
I would.
I would.
100%. Oh, I would. Those Perry chips are calling my name right now, so I will go.
My tummy's rumbling.
Sorry. But no, yeah. Just
do
you.
It.
Also, be you. Like, your voice is so important, and like your personality and everything about you is so unique and beautiful, and why hide that? Mm-hmm. You know, don't listen to the negative Nancy's.
It's like you might fit in for 5 minutes, but realistically that chapter of your life is going to be so short.
Exactly. And did you really fit in those 5 minutes, or were you
pretending?
Yeah, there's a lot of pretending in high school for me.
This conversation has been absolutely fantastic. So thank you so much for joining us. And thank you to everyone who's tuned in for listening. Now remember, if you need help or support with how you're feeling, Young Scot has tons of information available for you at young.scot/AYE feel. That's I feel, mm-hmm, naturally. You can follow Hibba on Instagram and TikTok using @HibbaKane.
Simple.
Simple.
Easy peasy.
Also, don't forget, if you're under 26, and make sure you get your free Young Scot National Entitlement Card with thousands of discounts, mm-hmm, subsidised public transport and a whole lot more. You can also claim 100 Young Scot reward points for listening to this episode using the code CARE. So that's it from me. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of This Is How I Feel. And if you have, then please rate, review and subscribe to us, which means that you will get instant access as soon as the next episode drops. Looking forward to seeing you next time already.